Chapter 13. Was so like one of the procession figures, that perhaps at this hour she may think the whole appearance a celestial vision. Anyhow, I must certainly have forgiven her her interest in the circus, though I had been her father confessor. There was a little fiery-eyed old man with a crooked shoulder, in the cathedral, who took it very ill, that I made no effort to see the bucket, kept in an old tower, which the people of Medina took away from the people of Bologna in the 14th century, and about which there was war made, and a mock heroic poem by Tasson too. Being quite content, however, to look at the outside of the tower, and feast, in imagination, on the bucket within, and preferring to loiter in the shade of the tall campanile, and about the cathedral, I have no personal knowledge of this bucket, even at the present time. Indeed, we were at Bologna, before the little old man or the guidebook would have considered that we had half done justice to the wonders of Medina. But it is such a delight to me to leave new scenes behind, and still go on, encountering newer scenes, and, moreover, I have such a perverse disposition in respect of sights that are cut, and dried, and dictated that I fear I sin against similar authorities in every place I visit. Be this as it may, in the pleasant cemetery at Bologna, I found myself walking next Sunday morning, among the stately marble tombs and colonnades, in company with a crowd of peasants, and escorted by a little Cicerone of that town, who was excessively anxious for the honor of the place, and most solicitous to divert my attention from the bad monuments, whereas he was never tired of extolling the good ones. Seeing this little man, a good-humored little man he was, who seemed to have nothing in his face, but shining teeth and eyes, looking wistfully at a certain plot of grass, I asked him who was buried there. The poor people, Signor, apostrophe he said, with a shrug and a smile, and stopping to look back at me for he always went on a little before, and took off his hat, to introduce every new monument. Only the poor, Signor. It's very cheerful. It's very lively. How green it is, how cool. It's like a meadow. There are five, apostrophe holding up all the fingers of his right hand to express the number, which an Italian peasant will always do, if it be within the compass of his 10 fingers. There are five of my little children buried there, Signor. Just there, a little to the right. Well, thanks to God. It's very cheerful. How green it is, how cool it is. It's quite a meadow. Apostrophe, he looked me very hard in the face, and seeing I was sorry for him, took a pinch of snuff, every Cicerone takes snuff, and made a little bow, partly in deprecation of his having alluded to such a subject, and partly in memory of the children, and of his favorite saint. It was as unaffected, and as perfectly natural a little bow, as ever man made. Immediately afterwards, he took his hat off altogether, and begged to introduce me to the next monument, and his eyes and his teeth shone brighter than before. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.